The Duke's Sons, Book 1, written by Jane Ashford and read by Naomi Frederick. Nathaniel Gresham, Viscount Hightower, stirred in his sleep. His hands groped for bedclothes, found nothing. Sensing wrongness, his consciousness rose through layers of befuddlement and wisps of dreams. He opened his eyes to find a gaping maw of 3-inch fangs, inches from his throat.
Ah!
Nathaniel threw up his arms to shield his face and twisted to the side. The convulsive movement brought him right to the edge of a large 4-poster bed, and he scrambled to avoid falling 3 feet to the floor. He twisted in the opposite direction and struck out at the sharp, yellowed teeth. They did not snap shut on his forearm or lunge into his face once more. Indeed, they did not move at all, except sideways under his blow. There was no snarl or slaver, no spark of rage in the shiny eye behind the fangs. Nathaniel shoved them farther away and sat up. He was stark naked, on a large bed stripped bare of linens, covered only by a moth-eaten grey wolf skin. The wretched thing's head had been carefully placed on his chest to ensure the rude awakening. His hips still rested under its hindquarters. Molting fur peppered the bed. The mere sight of the ancient pelt made his skin itch. Revolted, he pushed it all the way off and moved to the foot of the bed, struggling to get his bearings. This wasn't his bedchamber. The blue-striped wallpaper was alien, the furnishings unfamiliar. The windows with their slant of early morning light were in the wrong place. Then he remembered. He was staying at the Earl of Morley's country house because tomorrow, no, today, he was to marry the Earl's daughter at their local parish church. Nathaniel glared at the wolfskin, then rubbed his hands over his face. This was what it meant to have 5 brothers, 5 younger brothers, on one's wedding day. Or rather, on one's wedding eve, a night they'd insisted upon marking with bowls of rack punch. Had it been 3? Or had he lost count? No wonder they'd kept filling his glass if they had this prank planned. Where the devil had they found a wolf skin in a strange house? And hadn't he told his father, when Robert was born in his 6th year, that 4 sons were quite enough? Even for a duke, 6 sons were excessive. At this particular moment, Nathaniel thought that his parents might have been content with just 1. He rose, stretching stiff limbs and marvelling that he had only a mild headache. Revenge on his brothers would have to wait for another day. Today, he was getting married. He was doing his duty to his name and his line, pledging himself to a woman who would be an admirable duchess when their turn came. May it be far in the future.